This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Stocks have made quite the comeback, but that doesn't mean we're out of the woods yet. We're in a let the market tell us period. We'll explain. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, let's bring on Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond, and you got to check out his website, horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Thanks for having me, and it's always a pleasure.
Yes, and we are at a let the market tell us kind of phase. And I want you to start there. The Dow theory is still bearish, though the market has come back quite a bit. But like I mentioned, wait and see mode. Let's start there, Chuck.
Yeah, let me put the market in kind of a Dow theory framework here. So we had a Dow theory, which, as you know, and your listeners know, looks at the movement of the Dow Jones Industrial and Dow Jones Transportation Average. And we had a bear market signal on March 10th when both the Dow Jones Industrial and Dow Jones Transportation Averages both went to what we felt were significant lows. And by the way, it was a pretty clear signal under the Dow theory. There was no, you know, sometimes things can be a little bit murky and you make a little bit of a judgment call. But this was pretty clear. It was bear market signal and it was pretty clear.
In both indices, clearly, because we watched the transports and the industrials, and there was no doubt with those letters. Go ahead.
So, you know, following that, we had a significant sell-off in both the Dow Industrials and the Dow Transports. At the time of, and these points are kind of interesting, at the point of March 10th, when that sell signal was triggered, the Dow Jones Transportation Average was trading right around 42,000, and the transports were trading at around 15,250. Following that, you had a significant decline into those April 8th lows. So a decline in about a month where the Dow went from about 42,000 down to about 37,600. And then the transports really got hammered. They went from they went from about 15,254 down to about 12,600. So they lost nearly 3,000 points, and the industrials lost about 4,000 points. And then what has happened since then is we've had this rally that you alluded to, and it's been a significant rally, and it's actually carried both the Dow Industrials and Transports back up pretty close to where they were on that March 10th bear market signal. So what does that mean, and how should investors take that? Well, the primary trend of the market is still bearish. We have not had a change in that based on the Dow theory. What we have had has been a pretty classic retracement within a bear market, a correction, a bear market correction, which is a rally. And the Dow theory does a pretty good job of quantifying those sorts of rallies. Typically, A rally within a bear market will last anywhere from 3 weeks to 3 months and will retrace one-third to two-thirds of that previous decline. So when you look at the previous decline from the all-time highs here, so when you look at that, this rally that we've had in both the industrials and transports has been pretty textbook rally within a bear market, that both the industrials and transports have recouped about 50 to 60% of the decline off their all-time highs. And that has occurred now about 5 to 6 weeks. So it is certainly, you know, right in that midpoint of that 3 weeks to 3 month area. The long and the short of it is, yes, it's been a good rally. Yes, it's nice to see that if you're an investor, but it doesn't mean we're out of the woods by any means. And it simply is in line with the sort of correction, sort of retest upward that you would expect during a bear market. So, you know, we're at a pretty crucial time in the market here. And I dare say that, you know, if in fact the Dow Theory bear market signal on March 10th was accurate, then this rally that we've seen in these indices is probably close to running its, you know, running out of steam. And we're probably setting up for a retest of those April lows. And those April lows were about, as I said, 37,600 in the industrials and 12,600 in the transports. Now, that, those retests don't necessarily mean we've got to get all the way back down to those levels. But I think we certainly have to have a pullback, a meaningful pullback, to at least give those levels some stress. And so we'll see. You know, we have been managing portfolios still with a pretty good chunk of cash. We have been deploying that cash on a stock-by-stock basis if we see opportunities that have been created because of the pullback. But, you know, we're not all back in at this point. We're probably, you know, still 20% out of the market in a portfolio where we could be 100% invested. So, I've done all the talking here, Andy, and I apologize for monopolizing.
No, because we've had to establish those. So, you know, I opened up with, we're kind of in a wait and see mode, and you kind of laid out what we are, what we've seen over the past couple months here. What kind of things are you buying when you've, you know, over the last couple weeks? Obviously, you've had some dry powder, and the Dow Theory, I got to give it props again, Chuck. It took us out at a great time, and for those who did get out when the Dow Theory turned bearish, and we do have some dry powder on the side, I know I've been playing a little bit. What kind of things are you picking up? I know you're not going super aggressive until the market tells you, but what kind of things are you nibbling on right now, Chuck?
Yeah, we've been nibbling a little bit on some of the areas that maybe have underperformed a little bit. You know, interestingly, we've been nibbling a little bit on some biotechnology stocks, which, you know, that can be a spicy meatball, as you know. But that, you know, that, you know, a stock like Exelixis, EXEL, is a stock that we had been nibbling on, and you know, that stock was up 20% on today on pretty good earnings announcements. So, you know, there are some stocks that we have been nibbling there. We've been looking at some stocks which, you know, probably have nothing to do with tariffs. And so you can take that kind of tariff uncertainty off the table. You know, that would be a stock like a Paycom, PAYC, which is kind of a human resources software company. You know, so those, you know, again, it hasn't been necessarily sector dependent or sector focused. It's been kind of a
stock,
you know,
picker's market,
our,
right?
I mean, exactly.
You kind of pick
bottom up.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Bottom up analysis, and you know, pick some stocks and look at it that way. So, and again, we haven't been, you know, backing up the truck to buy, you know, a large quantity, but we are trying to pick off some stocks. And a lot of times, Andy, these additions are going hand in hand with maybe taking some chips off the table as well. So, you know, the end result is, and this is something that all investors should be doing, is, you know, really trying to constantly upgrade their portfolios with their very best ideas. And the ideas can increase during down markets because stocks are better values across the board typically. So, you know, that's what we're trying to do is, you know, constantly upgrade our portfolios to make sure they're in our very best ideas. And what that means is typically selling stocks which aren't among our best ideas anymore. And if we find stocks that are, then getting those into the portfolio and maybe inching upward, you know, the equity exposure a little bit, not much, but a little bit. And that's kind of what we're doing right now. We're just staying engaged and making sure that we have our money spread across what we feel are our best ideas.
I'm sure you've had there's stocks that may have gotten away from you, and then they've now pulled back, and you're like, yeah, I really wanted to own NVIDIA. I really wanted to own Microsoft. I really wanted to own Apple. You know, a couple of weeks ago when they were really diving, there was just great opportunities to go in and pick up some stocks that you love long term. And it's just like, well, you know, how am I not going to pass this up when whatever I love long term's on sale by 20%?
Right. And some of those names you just mentioned, we have been nibbling on. There were stocks we already owned, but, you know, we felt it was a chance to kind of add to positions. And that's another thing investors should be doing. In addition to, you know, new ideas, you know, you may be sitting with stocks that you've had for a long time, really, really like, they've done well for you. And now you could add to those positions. And I'm not saying, again, back up the truck, but you know, throw a few bucks at them down at these levels, and you know, and that should, it'll lower your cost basis, and you know, that should work out for you in the end, as long as you're buying good stuff. And some of the names you mentioned, I think, was pretty good stuff, and I think it went on sale, and quite frankly, some of that stuff's probably still on sale.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Chuck. Get a couple stock ideas. Hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If that's an option for you, I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays. We'll be right back with Chuck after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Back with Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond, and you got to check out the website, horizoninvestment.com. All right, so Chuck, we're kind of, you know, we talked about the Dow theory and the levels, and then we talked about some of the stocks that you're nibbling at. Just wanted to hit a couple areas before we wrap this up today. One of them being energy. Full disclosure, I like Chevron, been buying recently. Thoughts on energy at this point, Chuck?
Yeah, I think the stocks are probably pretty good values. You certainly get good dividend flow from them. I'm not sure, you know, they're really kind of market dependent in a sense that if we get into a really risk on market, which is kind of the type of market that we have seen here off the April 8th flows, where it's been kind of the flying stocks that have done well. Oil stocks are going to lag in that environment, and they typically do. On the other hand, if we get back into a little bit more of an uglier market, like we had pre this rally, where investors are also looking for cash flow from their investments, you know, I think the energy stocks will be okay. So, you know, in that group, you mentioned Chevron. I think Exxon's an interesting stock as well in that space. We tend to, you know, if we get into that space, you know, we tend to kind of focus on bigger players. There are some smaller players in that space too that probably give you a fair amount of upside leverage, but they probably don't have the dividend flow that you like. You know, one stock we do like in the energy space is a natural gas utility, and that's NFG and National Fuel Gas, and it has both a regulated natural gas utility business, which provides nice ballast to the business, and then it has not unregulated, you know, oil and gas and natural gas and pipelines and midstream, upstream, downstream, non-regulated businesses. So that's one way that an investor can play the energy, and that does pay a pretty decent dividend as well.
And then other areas of the market that you might find attractive right now, you know, I'm even thinking like old school technology. Another one that I'm just kind of nibbling on is IBM.
I mean, you know, you've got, again, those stocks. IBM's been a really good stock over the last 24 months. And, you know, it's had kind of this renaissance that it was a little late in coming relative to, you know, some of the other old line techs like the Microsofts of the world that, you know, at one time had really been beaten up and then have just surged over the last 5 years. But IBM has come back. And
it was a dog, Chuck. We talked about this at the beginning of the year. It was a dog, and that was the dog tech that I decided to start. You know, at the beginning of the year, we do Dogs of the Dow. Chuck and I talked about it. That was one of the 10 stocks that we bought. That's what actually put it on my radar, and then I just kept buying it. Because you know, it just seemed like a really good value, and it's held up just fine, actually.
Oh yeah, it's been a good stock, and you're getting a nice cash flow from it. It's been an excellent stock, and you know, it's a stock that you've been able to sleep at night with. And so, yeah, some of the old line. I think you know, you mentioned Microsoft, you mentioned Nvidia. I like Broadcom. Those stocks I think are still reasonably valued. You know, a new stock that we added. Again, in kind of the healthcare space, it's kind of a life sciences cloud services company in that space. It's a company called Veeva Systems. The symbol is V as in Victor, EEV, V-E-E-V. And, you know, again, it's not necessarily fitting that we love the healthcare space, but we like the growth that we're seeing from the company. We like its relative price performance, and it was a stock that we felt was offering a good enough value to get into portfolios. So, you know, it's we're not really kind of sector focused as much as we are on individual stocks, and especially now, and where we're trying to, you know, deploy some of that money, some of that powder, dry powder that we have. So, I mean, there are opportunities are out there. I think is you know, tech has had a nice move, excuse me, off of the April lows. But those stocks are still trading a heck of a lot below their 52-week or their all-time highs. So, you know, if they're going to get back to where they were trading, there's still plenty of gains to be made in those stocks, too.
And then, Chuck, what's the final takeaway here as we're kind of just, you know, looking to see the market establish itself? You know, you and I sound like we're both nibbling on some interesting things. But what's the final takeaway for the Gains listener today, Chuck?
Yeah, I think the final takeaway is, one, I don't think we're out of the woods yet from a macro market perspective. I think there will be some weakness that comes into the market, and I have a hunch it's going to be sooner rather than later. Two, don't let you buy stocks at levels that you're comfortable buying with if you plan to hold on to them. So, in other words, you know, it's still okay to nibble. Still okay to put dry powder do it stock by stock basis. And, you know, I think in the end, you know, don't get caught up too much with trying to time the market as much as, you know, acknowledge that there's probably some vulnerability on a short-term basis to the market, especially given the rally that we've had. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't still take advantage if you see opportunities. It's still okay to be a buyer right now.
Big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond. And check out his website, horizoninvestment.com. All right, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.